Have you ever felt like your life is just a constant cycle where essentially it feels like the same thing over and over and over and over again? And you're over here like, bro, like, I get it. I wake up in the morning, I go to sleep at night. I got time to do whatever I can do during the day, depending on if I'm working or if I'm not working. If I have children, if I need to watch my children while my partner is at work, so on and so forth, right? If you're a content creator and you're a streaming content creator and you stream every single day, or you're just making content every day to just put out like recorded videos, and you kind of get to a certain point where it just becomes a snowball of almost, not to say disappointment, but just not enjoying life that way, you know? But in all honesty, this entire year, it has felt like that for me. It has felt like a constant cycle of I wake up in the morning, work, spend time with family, try to find another day of my week to spend time with friends and whatnot. But just that constant cycle, And I will say, when it comes to dealing with life in that way, it's important to reflect . And this episode is going to be about the importance of reflection. And for me, every time that I found myself in these cycles where it feels like there's all these things I want to do, but I still have these responsibilities. I still have a family I have to take care of. I still have a job that I need to do. I still have this YouTube channel, King X Kishi, that I want to commit to. I want to try to work out. I want to try to eat healthy. I want to all these different things. Every time in my life that I've felt just not the most satisfied with my life, let it be, it's on me, as far as like, maybe I'm just not doing enough in my life to improve my life. Because essentially, that's really what it is about, right? Gosh, if I get one more freaking person calling me about the freaking election, Sorry, y'all. We're keeping that in. But back to what I was saying, right? So essentially, in my life, I've had multiple times where I've felt that. And this year has been that for me. You know what I mean? And to a certain degree, even when it comes to my content, it has felt like that. For me, ever since I was in high school, I want to say, even my early adulthood that I talked about in the past in previous episodes, when I was 18, 19, 20, I've always been the type of person where I think about a lot of things. Ooh, excuse me. I don't even know how that slipped out. I'm cooking right now, so I've been taste testing some food, if you guys did hear that burp. In my life back then, I was beginning my adulthood, you know? And it's so weird going from high school to just adulthood in general. It's something about that transition for me that kind of, it was like a accountability thing. Like, am I thinking about everything the way I need to think about it? Like, if I do this one thing to study for an exam, should I just stay on that path, or should I be thinking about other ways I could study for that exam so I can be prepared from all angles and whatnot, you know? Now, fast forwarding back to now, for me and my experience when it comes to reflection, I love reflecting. But the reason why I love reflecting and why reflection is so important is because you can really learn a lot from yourself from just stepping back from your life. Let's say, I don't know, if you're like me, you got a fiance, you got a child, and essentially you are currently just trying to figure out what life is, what you want your life to be next, and you're currently in the process of like this cycle that you're trying to break and trying to break so that you can improve your life. For me, I just like to use the time that I have to myself sometimes. And for y'all, that could be reflecting for y'all could be just going for a walk at your park, your local park, or a trail, or going to the beach, whatever it might be, wherever you're located at. I know for me sometimes too, when I would go for walks, like I used to love walking on trails. Like I really did. I really loved it. When I was a kid, my dad used to take me to the park a lot. And so my dad was, between my mom and my dad was the one that always had me doing, just trying to be active. My mom did too, but my dad was really at the forefront of that. My mom was all for it, but my dad was the one, you know, leading that, which traditionally that's how it is sometimes, right? And so I found myself at times going for walks on trails. I'll just have my headphones in, just listening to music, maybe sometimes playing Pokemon Go, who knows? And I just love to just walk and just look at the trees, look at the ground, like not be on this concrete pavement where it's just a straight road and just flat, like running into different tree stumps and trying not to trip over them, stuff like that. Looking at the lake while I'm walking, just really being present in nature in that sense, right? Man, I love that. I love it so much. But I say all that to say, when it comes to reflecting, sometimes you could just be sitting with your family eating dinner. You could be reflecting right there. I will say that. I haven't done that myself because for me, I feel like I need to separate myself from like everybody in a way in order to reflect. And sometimes the way I used to reflect too is when I was younger, I would just stay up super late after my parents went to sleep and I'd just be staying up because I was a night owl. But those are sometimes the best times to just think about life and think about what I want to do with my life and am I enjoying my life right now. Now getting back to the present, because I kind of wanted to set up a little framing as far as for any of you guys listening that might not have done a reflection before or might not have really properly found a way to reflect. And you know, it's interesting because reflection could be just looking at yourself in a mirror. And that's really all it is. Reflection is literally looking yourself in the mirror, but mentally. My experience has always been that. And so I think the importance when it comes to reflection is that I've always wanted to reflect because I felt like at that time in my life, and even in this time in my life right now, I'm going through some real life things right now. My life ain't crazy like that, but we all got our stuff going through. I'm just weathering the storm right now, you know? And when I look back at all these Prime Feeling podcast episodes that I've done so far, this is episode 10. We're at episode 10 right now. And I'm cool with taking a little break from the podcast for a little bit. But y'all stay tuned. I'll talk more about that at the end. But when it comes to reflecting and having a reflection and thinking about where my life is right now, I just always, let me take a quick break real quick. I'll be right back. So back to reflection, right? All right, let me sip some water. cooking some food for my daughter right now as I'm recording this episode, so I just had to check on that real quick. I know I didn't necessarily, when I started this podcast, I didn't necessarily know how it would even look like. When I first came up with the idea of creating the Prime Feeling podcast, that was like back in 2022. It was back in 2022. I thought about it, and then I actually created the RSS feed in like 2023. And for me, when it comes to the Prime Feeling podcast, I don't know, I've just always wanted to make a podcast. But when I reflect on this podcast, and I think about where I started at versus where I'm at now, the first episode of the Prime Feeling podcast came out, I want to say, beginning of September, maybe the end of August. At that time, I was playing Spider-Man 2, I believe. I had just beat Spider-Man 1 on the PlayStation 5. And I was probably about maybe halfway through Spider-Man 2. And throughout this entire journey of these first 10 episodes of the Prime Feeling podcast, right, I've been concurrently doing other things. But there's something about this that I just really enjoy, because it's like I'm just hitting record and I'm just talking with y'all about topics that are important to me, that do matter. I think they're important to me, but I think for some of y'all too, y'all can relate, and I do think y'all can pull something from this as well. And when I reflect on just going through each of these episodes, each episode that has come out, I don't think I've missed a week. I don't think. If I did, okay, whatever. I might have missed like 1 week, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm not trying to be like whipping myself like into shape in that way. Like, you have to give yourself some grace sometimes. And when it comes to reflecting, that's what I learned. This entire year, I've just been learning to give myself a lot more grace. Because it might not seem like it when it comes to my channel or when it comes to this podcast, but in my real life, I really, really hold myself to just a different standard. You know what I mean? And it's an imaginary higher standard, whatever, whatever. But I just learned from life this year. I learned from just everything I want to do for my King Kishi channel. When it comes to the podcast, when it comes to streaming, when it comes to my reviews, when it comes to my reactions, just all of my content overall, I learned I have to give myself a lot more grace. I realize none of this stuff is enjoyable if you're going to be hard on yourself about this all the time. And don't get it twisted. I'm without question. I've done an accountability episode before too. But going into September, I actually did post an accountability video on my YouTube channel. Just a video. Now, it wasn't a podcast episode, nothing like that. It was just really more so in my mind, mentally, I was feeling like I was holding myself to this imaginary standard that I want to reach, right? But I wasn't looking at it like it's an imaginary standard. I'm like, no, I can do this. Like, I'm good. I got this. I can do this. Right. I've had that feeling. But at a certain point in August, I think I had maybe went a week without streaming or something like that. Life happens. But I just realized the inner talk with myself, the inner discussion with myself, the constant, oh, you need to be posting 3 times a week. You're not posting 3 times a week. You're not doing enough. That's what kind of led me to doing the podcast, because I knew for a while that I wanted to do the podcast. And that's kind of how I flipped that. So essentially, going into September, I was aiming to just do 3 posts a week. 3 posts or 3 pieces of content, right? So One day of the week will be the podcast. You get the video on YouTube as well as the audio. And then you can also get the audio on all the other podcast platforms that you can listen to podcasts on, right? Then on another day, I'm streaming. So then I have my day where I can play whatever game that I'm currently playing and get closer to beating that game. Currently, I'm playing Sparking Zero. That's been fun. It's been fun. I actually just finished the Goku episode battle on my last stream, so feel free to check that out. It's on the channel. And then the third piece of content was going to be just question mark. Meaning, let's say, like for example, Agatha All Along just ended last week. And I thought about maybe doing a review for that. That would be the third piece of content that I put out. And that was kind of like my approach, because I wanted to create a sort of standard for myself where essentially I can pretty much project an output that I can give, that I can meet and feel okay with this. But also realizing too that, hey, if you can do more than three pieces of content a week to just put out, let it be just YouTube Shorts or TikTok or Instagram Reels or just a different YouTube video entirely or just another stream, that's completely fine. It's just meeting that baseline right there, right? So throughout September, I don't want to say I did 50-50, but I do think at a certain point, I didn't even necessarily meet that. I still met the, okay, I'm going to do my podcast. I'm going to stream. That's what I'm going to do. Right. And dang, I feel like I just had a brain. I got some ideas for y'all for the next 10 episodes. But yeah, things just kind of started to change in that I was still posting podcast episodes every week and I was making sure that I was streaming about every week. But then sometimes I'd have weeks where maybe I didn't stream because I was just too busy outside of the King Kishi. So I had to just accept the fact that, hey, nothing's coming out this week for as far as streaming is concerned, or nothing's coming out this week as far as a video is concerned, or nothing might be coming out this week as far as a podcast episode is concerned, just whatever, right? And I learned to accept that from my reflection and from realizing I need to give myself some grace. I need to learn to be more realistic about everything. And in my last episode was called Learning from Loss. And the last episode was called Learning from Loss because when I tell you there's so many times in October where essentially I was just having these interactions and these experiences where I'm like, damn, I was wrong for how I approached that. But I can learn from this by doing this next time and kind of giving myself a lot more grace. It's kind of made me feel a lot better about other things in my life now, where let's say I get a completely new job, right? And I'm doing something completely different than what I'm ever used to. And I'm not talking about like this as in a job to like, as far as King Kishi is concerned, I don't look at this as a job. Like, this is my passion. So I'm feeding my passion and just doing everything. I just learned to be a lot more proactive in this way. Like, even recording this episode is being recorded on Election Day. Oh my gosh, this will never be a political channel whatsoever. But if you're in the U.S. and you know how the election year has been, my goodness. And it's like, for me personally, I don't even really, like, things will play out however they play out. That's just how I look at it at this point. Because certain things are outside of our control, right? And that's what I had to realize when it comes to being real with myself. I had to learn that I have to be real with myself because certain things are just out of my control. There's nothing I can do about it. And that's okay. Yo, I got a spam call. I promise you, it's someone talking about Harris or Trump. I'm good. Leave me alone. Please. But and I'm sorry, y'all. I wish I could talk more about this because I'm actually like I've been enjoying all of these episodes. This one too. But from being real, I just realized certain things are out of your control. And in doing that, I approach my life in a way that is a lot more realistic now. I approached my life realistic before, but realistic in the sense of how can I create a perfect cycle of like my personal life with my family and my friends, but also King Kishi and everything that comes with that and whatever other aspects of my life that, you know, and that's the process I'm going through now. I'm sorry, y'all. y'all can see my blinds clearly trying to ruin this video, but hey, it's a podcast, so you don't need to watch the entire time. Always feel free to listen, like for real. I would never feel bad about that whatsoever. So ultimately, I think that's really the importance of reflection. You can learn something new that can really dynamic. Is dynamically even a word? You could really learn something that can just change your dynamic and how you approach your life or how you even view your life. And I'm not saying, hey, you want to start doing what you can do to become, I don't know, a millionaire or make six figures, whatever that might be. Tomorrow you'll be able to do it. Nah, it don't work like that. You can't be thinking that these things are going to happen, but you can be open to them happening. Like for me personally, I would love to be able to just be monetized by next year on my YouTube channel, because who wouldn't want to have their channel monetized? You know what I mean? Especially this is something I enjoy doing. Like, why wouldn't I want to get paid for something that I enjoy doing? You know, I'm doing this for the free ski right now and I'm still enjoying it. Either way, I'm just saying, even something like that, if that could happen next year, I'm open to that. But I'm also like, if it doesn't happen, we good, bro. I'm having fun doing this. We're having fun here. We're learning here. And that's pretty much it, y'all. That's pretty much it. I wish I could go into more details with this, but it's been fun. It's been a fun first 10 episodes. We're going to take a little break and then we're going to come back even stronger and feeding our passion in a much, much better way. Sight now. No, but just continuously feeding our passion. Feed your passion. I know I have not been saying it every single episode, but I hope I've been at least embodying it in what I've been saying and how I've been presenting myself to y'all, honestly. Yeah, but stay tuned. If you're listening to this on YouTube, you know the deal. Like, comment, subscribe if you've been enjoying this discussion. If you're listening anywhere else, feel free to follow. If you're listening on Apple, Spotify, etc., honestly. But yeah, if you're in the US, y'all be safe, be easy, be kind, be understanding, and be the change you want to be in the world. Don't force shit on other people. Be the change you want to be in the world, honestly. And always feed your passion. Anyways, peace, y'all. Take care.